Robert Redford.
You know, you're beautiful.
You are.
He was one of the biggest stars of the 70s, but in the 80s and 90s, he found himself having to give more of his time to Sundance.
He's got it!
He also began directing. He says it was all wearing him out and keeping him from his first love, acting. So now, at 64, for the first time in years, he is starring in two movies back-to-back, The Last Castle and Spy Game.
When you do this, is it still as much fun as it always was?
Yes,
it is.
The doing is fun. I mean, I've always had fun as an actor. It's not easy, and it's in a way a kind of agony, but there's something wonderfully fun about it. Yeah, because of the threats to your concentration, your focus. I mean, there's a lot of it. It's not easy.
But one who had was the one who suggested him for the film, Paul Newman.
At that point, I was playing Sundance, and somebody else was to play Butch.
Brando.
One of them, yes.
And then you found that the two of you had what together?
After about a week of rehearsal, we knew we were onto something pretty good.
I'll jump first.
No.
Then you jump first.
No, I said.
What's the matter with you? I can't swim!
It was the most fun I've ever had making a film. Because I just got to do stuff I used to like to do playing around.
It is said that your advice to younger actors is to make sure you have another life.
Have another life because it keeps you open to a bigger part of yourself rather than shrinking back down. Have another life because this is a tough business. It's a cruel, often brutal business to your psyche. Have another life to spare yourself. Have another life because think of how beautiful it is when you bring that other life into your main life. That's been my main thing, and that's what it is for me.